Well, everybody, it's the day we've been waiting for a lot of months now. No, I'm not talking about today's wonderful show with Landmark College that we're going to do here on Education Talk Radio. It is Election Day. It's finally here. You can take down your lawn signs. You could actually watch television again without being told that the other side is a bunch of crazy people. Okay? It's Election Day. Let's all take a breath. Make sure you vote. Probably a lot of you already did by mail or whatever, electronically, however you did that. And like I did, okay, vote early. A lot of people did this year. Maybe you're going to the polls today, so have a good time. Should be a fun day, and we're all going to wait and see who the next president is, whether it's Donald Trump for a second term or Joe Biden. Finally gets the big bedroom at the White House. We'll see what happens. So it's a cool day. And I always like it. Being an old social studies teacher, I always loved Election Day. Hey, I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Welcome. Okay, now go vote. And I'm just kidding. Stay here for a while. All right, maybe listen today on the archives. We archive at ace-ed.org. That's our Equity Consortium website, the American Consortium for Equity in Education. Note the American Consortium for Equity, ACE-ED in Education.org, ace-ed.org. All right. Go over there. Our magazine is there, Equity and Access. You're just going to love it. It's our online journal. It's the official journal of the consortium. We put all our podcasts there. You'll see the icon, and you see all the other wonderful information that we have there. We invite every pre-K-20 educator to join with us, okay, in the never-ending challenge for equity. All right, it's really such a big thing, and it's really trying to create a place where both the industry, the education industry, and the people in the in education, the professionals in education, okay, can get together and figure out ways to make equity a reality, not just a buzzword. Again, ace-ed.org, okay? We tweet, by the way, over at EduTalk Radio still. Please join us over there. Follow us. LinkedIn is my name, Larry Jacobs. And on Facebook, it's Education Talk Radio. So you can have fun with all that, okay? It's great stuff. I've got Landmark College here. I've got three guests, my good friends, over in Little Putney, Vermont, which is a beautiful town. A few hours from me, about 4 hours from me here in Maine. I've got Mark Thurman. Hi, Mark.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's Election Day, so a little all over the place, but it's
Did you vote yet? Did you vote? Well, you're either going to vote today or you're voting
early.
Yeah,
I voted early. I voted early.
Yeah. Me too. In fact, I voted so early, Teddy Roosevelt was the contender. That's a joke. Terrible joke. I tried it once. I don't know if I'm going to do it again. Mark's the coordinator of Landmark College's Center for Diversity and Inclusion, and he also was one of the co-creators of the Reach One, Teach One facilitation, which we're going to talk about today, the mentoring program for students there of African-American descent. Okay, and Mark, did I read correctly that you graduated in 2017? Did I read that right?
That's right.
Man, you're a baby.
Right.
You're kidding me. Wow, that's incredible. Jeez, I graduated in 1917. I'm feeling old. Good Lord. Okay.
Thank you.
It's great you stayed on campus. Are you from Putney? Where are you from?
I'm from Marstown, New Jersey.
Never heard of it. I'm from Philadelphia. I pay no attention to New Jersey, so we'll move right on from there. That's a joke. Okay? It's a joke. Another joke. Okay.
I got
now, it. Now we're going to go to Fabio. Are you there?
I sure am. How's it going?
Pretty good, Fabio. Did you vote yet, my friend?
I sure did. I mailed it in ahead of time so that we don't have to stand in some lines today.
Here, here. I did too. All right, Fabio Arnaldo Ayala. It's hard to say that.
Correct.
Fabio Arnaldo Ayala. I want to say Alaya. That's the problem. Fabio.
I get that one a lot. No worries.
It's amazing. Yeah. Fabio Arnaldo.
Fabio Arnaldo Ayala.
Ayala. Maybe I can. Fabio Arnaldo Ayala. How's that?
Perfect.
Good. Thanks, man. Resident Dean of Alumni Hall. Okay, and
yeah.
The co-creator, I might add, Okay. Of the ROTO program, Reach One, Teach One, over at Landmark College. How long have you been associated with Landmark?
This is my second year working with Landmark, actually, in the role of resident dean.
Where were you before?
Before, I was in graduate school at SIT Graduate Institute, working on my degree in peace building and conflict transformation.
Now, where'd you go to? Say where you went to school again.
School of International Training in Brattleboro, Vermont.
Oh, okay, great, terrific. Thank you. That's really cool. I love Vermont for just those reasons. Okay, and now the rose amongst the thorns. Kelly, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. You note the way I introduced you. The rose amongst the thorns. Okay. Let them take that one to the bank. Kelly's the dean of students and on the steering committee for Reach One, Touch One, which they call it's ROTO, ROTO. Okay. ROTO are the initials. ROTO. Kelly, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. And did you vote?
I'm voting right at the end of this call, actually. I have a small window between meetings.
Okay, and make sure you vote. Do that a few times today. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Don't do that a few times. Just do it once. Okay? Okay, just go once. All right, that's fun. That's great. It's a good day. And by the way, it's a beautiful day. I'm sure it's a beautiful day. It's nice here in Maine, so I'm sure it's sunny and nice in the Putney, right?
In between flurries of snow, yes. It's beautiful.
Oh, really? Let me just comment this way. Thanks a lot, pal. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Great. By the way, Putney, everybody, is a beautiful town. Landmark College is there. That's a college for students who learn differently. And Kelly, you're dean of students. Why don't you just tell everybody about Landmark before we go any further?
Sure. Landmark College, as you noted, we're here in Putney, Vermont. We were founded
Putney,
in the
Vermont.
Beautiful Putney, Vermont.
Putney, Vermont.
Yeah,
it
out
is.
Here in rural Vermont. We were founded in the late 70s, and we're an institution dedicated to working exclusively with neurodivergent students or students who have a diagnosis, either a learning disability, ADHD, or autism.
Right. And how many students are on campus?
We have about 350 students currently in the residential program, and then another cohort of students who are completing their work online or through our dual enrollment or post-baccalaureate program. So we've got folks working with us from all over the world.
Yes, you do. And I asked that question stupidly. I forgot about the pandemic. Okay,
when I said
that. Yeah, so how many students are enrolled at Landmark? Let me ask that question again.
Sure. So we currently have about 380 students who are currently enrolled in our undergraduate programs.
And now how many of them are back on campus?
Yeah, we have about 350 students who are here with us on campus. Yeah, it's an excellent, excellent engagement.
Wow.
And it's been a great semester so far. Thank you.
That's super. And I know you – we're going to talk about your diversity commitment. All right, and your inclusion commitment, your equity commitment, okay, regarding your Reach One, Touch One program, the mentoring program for African-American students. But there's a little bit of background we have to go into first. And, Kelly, since you are the rose amongst the thorns, I'm going to let you kind of coordinate, okay, who these questions should go to. So I'll ask them to Kelly, and then Mark and Fabio can join in as she dictates, as she should. Okay, am I right?
Okay. Okay.
Mark, am I right? Mark?
Yes.
Is that okay? Yeah? All right. Very good. Okay. So, is that okay? Fabio, are you agreeing with that? Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. So, Kelly's the point person here, the dean of students at Landmark. Equity and inclusion are the basis of what Landmark College stands for. Again, it's a college in a beautiful place with some of the best fried chicken for lunch in the world. Okay, I've been there for lunch. All right, and equity and inclusion are its hallmarks. Why is that so important to Landmark? Before we get into African American kids, Latino kids, whatever the case may be, okay, why is equity and inclusion so important? Kelly, that's to you. Pass it to whomever you want or answer yourself.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I'll take a stab at that, and then I invite my colleagues to chime in. I think one thing that's critical to note about Landmark is that our institution was actually born from the recognition that higher education 30-plus years ago wasn't working for neurodivergent students, wasn't working in terms of really around issues of persistence, and that it was very clear that the environment of higher education wasn't working. And so we were really at the time and continue to be inspired by the social model of disability, which really requires of professionals and of institutions to really look at how the environment contributes to the success and challenges that a student might experience as they navigate higher education. And so this equity piece, as you noted and as we'll note here, again, has really been baked into the DNA of our institution, and that we're constantly looking at the work that we're doing and how we can improve upon that to ensure that our students and students, neurodivergent students in higher education more globally are succeeding in line with their neurotypical peers.
Excellent answer. Thank you so much. Would you like to continue it with your colleagues here, Kelly? I leave it to you.
Sure. Yeah. No, I invite Mark or Fabio Arnaldo. Anything you'd like to offer there?
No, that was really well said, Kelly.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah, you know, I agree. It was really excellent. I figured I'd give you guys a chance, but I didn't think you could top that. Okay, that was really good. And by the way, Fabio, I usually just call people by their first name. Do you like Fabio Arnaldo? Well, she just called you that.
Yeah, that is my preferred name, Fabio Arnaldo.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. I'll make sure I do that from now on. I love what you said, Kelly. Okay, and you used a word that really struck me was I think you said it, the element or the challenge of persistence. When kids learn differently, okay, it might take them longer to do something. There's a persistence factor. And in college, the standard college, many professors aren't ready to accept that. You get the work done or else. And it's the same way in K-12. A teacher who's not trained to deal with someone with a special need of some sort, okay, might find that they are not persistent in what they do. We have to have persistent. I love that definition. That was a great word to use in that. I just found that really, really, really incredible. All right. Now, let me see. Mark, I want to see diversity and inclusion. Mark, you're the coordinator, okay, of Landmark Centers for Diversity and Inclusion. Okay, what is that? Landmark's Center for Diversity and Inclusion. What is that? Because it seems like that would be the whole campus. It seems to me that would be the whole campus, but obviously there's a special section built in. Go ahead.
Centers for Diversity and Inclusion specialize. We have three diversity centers where we have the Women's Center, which identifies for women and those that identify as women on campus. And we have the Rise Up Center, which is for African-American students on campus, so that they can see themselves here as well. And the Stonewall Center, which is connected to the LGBTQ community here at Landmark College. We want to be able to have students be able to come here and see themselves here. Once a student comes here and feels and sees themselves in the community, they can find success in the classroom.
And did you call it, I'm not sure I heard you, the Rise Up Center for African-American students? Okay, I thought that's what you said. I just wanted to double check because you could have been saying someone's name, and I just wanted to be sure that it was in there. So, I want to ask this, and you're the residential dean, okay, Fabio Arnaldo, okay. When you saw kids of different ethnic groups, you're the residential dean. Did you see the kids breaking off into various ethnic groups? All right, I'm curious about that on such a small campus. And I'm always
I have to say something
before I say that. It's the same thing that bugs me about NFL teams. When you see the bench between plays, you more or less see most of the black players hanging with the black players and most of the white guys sitting with the white guys, and that aggravates me because they are a team and they work together. I know these guys like each other, okay? But we do tend to drift into our own group. What did you see in the residential side of that?
you know, I would love to, I like to hold space for both of these, in that, you know, it's really important, you know, in a predominantly white institution, you know, representation and seeing others like you who have that shared identity and shared experience, you know, there's an automatic drawing to each other. But I think there's also space in recognizing that, you know, that black and brown identity is multifaceted and multidimensional, you know, so it's, it's not, you know, not everybody has the same experience as a person of color.
Right.
So I see both on campus. You know, I see this community coming together as through the shared identity, but I also see folks kind of intermingling. You know, I definitely see an and also on campus when I first got here. You know, and as a predominantly white institution, I think it's important for us to make sure that we create spaces where both happen. You know, we need to make sure that we're creating spaces where students can have a shared identity, but also engage with the larger community, because I think both are critical towards really creating inclusive and equitable community. You know, it's all about access.
It is all about access. That's why we named our magazine Equity and Access. I got news for you. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I mean to ask Fabio Arnardo, how many black students are on campus? You got about, let's round it off to 400. How many black kids are there?
I'm going to pass that question on to Mark. I feel like he would answer that question a little bit more clearly.
Yeah, I've actually been to send it to Mark. Marco, what is it? Mark.
I want to say it's about, right now it's about 10 to 15 African-American students on campus, if you round up everybody, connecting-wise.
Yeah. So 10 or, I think you're going to say more to tell you the truth, okay? So we're talking about 10 or 15. Go ahead. Good. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yes, about 10 to 15.
Okay, 10 to 15 kids. That is a low number. Okay, and again, they're in a in a very, if I may, a Caucasian place, Putney, Vermont. Okay, and so the kids could feel uncomfortable. You yourself came up from Morristown, New Jersey, quite different from Putney, Vermont. All right, so talk about what you do at the Center for Diversity and Inclusion at Rise Up, okay, to make those 10 or 15 kids feel, and students, I should say, young adults, to me they're kids, okay, feel quite at home, all right, at Landmark.
I think a way I'm able to be able to connect these students is I used to be one of them. I used to I was a student here at Landmark College. So, I know what the community can offer and success that you can find here. And when I connect with the students that do come here who are African-American or students that are part of the LGBTQ community or women that come here on campus, I know what it's like to feel like to be different. I know what that feeling is. But I also know who you can connect with and what you can build here, even being someone who is of color or someone who is of a different gender. So when students connect with me, they see someone that already knows how it feels to be them. And my whole experience here, and especially being in this position, is being able to walk with them and tell them that these opportunities are here and that you too can make it here too as well, because I did. I've had the same challenges, but this is how I was able to rise above those challenges and find success. And I believe that when students can see someone that comes from where they come from or experience the same things that they experience, they're able to find a strong connection and basically allow that person to lead so that they can learn from, so that they can go out and lead too as well.
You know, I have to say something, and Kelly, you can carry this to Peter and everybody, Mark over there, all my friends, the administration. I got to say something. To do the work you guys do, you're talking about 15 kids, all right, out of 400, and to create these programs and these centers, okay, to take the time and the effort and the facilities, et cetera, get a guy like Mark to be the coordinator, all right, to me, it just says something about how good you guys are, how good-hearted you are, and how much you care about the students. We're talking about 15 kids, and look at the effort you're making. Yeah, I just congratulate you, Kelly. You know, it's just amazing.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Well, you know, it's critical that we walk the walk and not just talk the talk, right? As an institution committed to equity, like I said, it's baked into who we are, and it's critical that we constantly kind of be looking and assessing who may fall at the periphery of our community. And so even though this cohort of students represents, a small number on campus, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be receiving, an incredible amount of support and attention, and that we need to be very attuned to what their experience is like, both in how they come to Landmark and their experience here at the institution, but also critically, monitoring the barriers that they may encounter here and the pieces that may help them remain and cultivate that sense of belongingness. So it's critical.
Yeah, and if I can add,
go ahead.
It's all about really taking that intersectionality lens. You know, if we're talking about neurodivergency, we're talking about gender identity. We're talking about race. If we're talking about neurodiversity, we're talking about LGBTQIA. So, like, we can't hold conversations that are siloed. If we're talking about one, we have to talk about all of them.
I love that. That's great. And by the way, you just used a phrase, Fabio Arnaldo, that I did not know. You said LGBTQ, and then you added IA. What's that?
Yeah, so LGBTQIA is intersex and asexual.
Oh, it's a new one. I can't keep up with these initials. Okay, when did that one pop in? I didn't even know that.
I don't know the specific timing, but, you know, it's all about, I feel that this work of you know, social justice is all about tightening the scope of our microscope to make sure that we see everybody. So when we start seeing people, you know, we have to make sure that they're represented.
Cool. I like that. Well, like I said, you guys are just amazing. So, Fabio Arnaldo, you and Mark started what you call ROTO, R-O-T-O, with the initials for Reach One, Teach One, the new mentorship program, okay? And it's for, in particular, African-American students, okay? What brought this about? Now, I'll start with Mark, and we'll go over to Fabio Arnaldo. Mark, what started this?
What started this? Honestly, was just my journey here at Landmark College, just understanding how did the African American student from Morristown, New Jersey, make it at a predominantly white institution that specializes in learning disabilities?
Okay.
How did I make it in the classroom? So it's like I was able to find success outside the classroom, but how do you find success inside the classroom? And once I understood how I was able to form a group within the Rising Center where we were able to study together, we were able to go through classes together, we were able to graduate with our associate's degree and our bachelor's degree together. And when I got the opportunity to be a coordinator of diversity and inclusion, I started seeing different graduation classes, and I was like, well, you know, there's something here missing. Why aren't, you know, what we need, the African-American students in the classrooms need help to be pushed so that they can find success in the classroom just as much as they do within the community of Landmark. So, what got me through, I was able to connect with Fabio Arnaldo and connect with Kelly O'Ryan. We were able to come together and form the Reach One, Teach One program, a mentoring program to be able to connect African-American students and help them get through the process of understanding the different outlets that were out here to help them be successful in the classroom. So that's DCAS, so that's meeting your teachers after class or going to see your advisors. It's someone who looks like you basically telling you, hey, I found success here doing these things, so can you. And sometimes students need someone that understands the process of going to class every day, but I have ADHD. Going to class every day, but I have dyslexia. Going to class every day and I have these other learning disabilities, it's a struggle. And plus, I'm the only student of color in the classroom. So this student is dealing with so much, plus with what's going on out in the world. What really, really pushed this, you know, the Reach One, Teach One program, which really sparked this, is it's George Floyd and the peaceful protest that we had in Brattleboro. And just going through that, I was like, wow, what can we do? We protest, we can vote, we do all these things in the community, but what else can we do? And I believe that the Reach One, Teach One program, we were able to come together and do something and say, okay, this is what we can do. This is what we can do, where we can inspire the next generation, when each student can touch another student and basically be like, hey, we're going to help you. We're going to pick you up. We're going to help you find success within yourself and also in the classroom here at Landmark College. And we were able to do that with the ROTO program. And now just starting and just seeing the impact that it's had, it's a truly, truly an amazing experience for all of us, including the students.
Right. Yeah, and
well,
the aim of
go ahead, Fabio. Go ahead.
And the aim of ROTO is really to contribute. You know, the first thing that's really important is for us to contribute to student belongingness. You know, to make sure that we're cultivating positive student belongingness. And this idea of belongingness has really shifted in creating this. In that, you know, belongingness used to have this idea of like, oh yeah, you belong here. Great, you're here. But the idea of belongingness that we really want to make sure that we're instilling is this idea of when we see someone that's not represented, we need to understand why. You know, when we see empty seats of not being represented, we need to understand why. So when we want to contribute to this idea of belongingness, we want folks to know that when they're missing, we're not complete.
Cool.
We're not effectively working as an institution if you're not present and your voice is not present. So that's really one of the first things that we really want to contribute, and also building bridges. You know, we don't want to create another silo, you know, where students of color are just, you know, creating within themselves. And, you know, so we want to make sure that we're building a bridge where, again, to go back to the idea of access, where folks, if they want community within this shared identity, they can access that. But they can also take that same community and access that community with their advisors, with their professors, with their resident deans, with their teachers. So that's really one of the things that we really want to make sure that we're contributing to, which leads, of course, to strengthening student support networks and addressing academic and social-emotional needs.
Absolutely. Well said, my friend, both of you, I got to say. So the point I'm getting is that the ROTO program is, if I may, helping these kids understand the role of academics. Okay, as they begin to ramble through college, that I love what Mark said. They have to be reminded. Yeah, you're on your own, but you got to go to school every day. You got to go to classes every day. You got to do this. You got to. It's a mentorship that you can do this just like I did, and I'm going to walk you through, okay, and show you that all these things are here for you to access as you need. At the same time, you're creating a sense of belonging to the whole campus. I really like this idea. It's really good, which brings me to point two. Okay, have you shared this with other colleges? Okay, because every college has kids with neurodivergent needs, and very few of them treat them as great as you guys do, okay, at Landmark. Okay, they also have kids, and let's just take it one step further, African-American kids with those needs, Latino kids with those needs. And again, this is a good program. Did you see this working somewhere else, Mark, or did you create this basically on your own? And you should be sharing it with other places. What's going on with that, Mark?
I believe as a team, myself, Bobby Onano, and Kelly O'Ryan, right now we formed that here at Landmark College. The vision came from being here. And I'm sure we'll be able to work and connect those that would like to team up with us and to see what we've done here. We'll be able to do that.
And, you know, and I'll add, Bobby, you know, we've seen there's a lot of mentorship programs in colleges specifically for students of color and African-American students. But what I love about Landmark is that we're taking this lens of also including this identity of neurodivergency.
Exactly.
You know, and students with learning
exactly.
differences, which makes it completely different. And makes it a more intentional program that I haven't seen, which really what I love about
yeah.
it, what makes ROTO for me really special.
Yeah, and I think once you get this going, and again, you're in a pilot program, okay, you're doing it the first year, but it's working, obviously. We're going to talk about that. You got to take it on the road and share this with other places because it's working and it's working well and it's important. Is this year one of this, or was it last year as well? Fabio or
no, this is fresh. This is we're in our first semester of piloting the first program.
Right, and a tough year. Hey, social justice. We mentioned George Floyd before. Okay, plus the pandemic. It's nuts out there right now. Okay, and so you've only been there. We're on November. What is it? November 3rd. So election day. All right. So what? Talk about how it's working so far. I'll start with Fabio Arnaldo. Go ahead.
Yeah,
so
you know
far.
some of the things that we've been seeing in with our mentees is seeing an investment in actually wanting to be academically successful. and talking to students who really want to, you know, they come into our mentee meetings and they're like, what are the goals for the semester? And they're like, I want to get good grades. I want to make sure that I could advocate for myself. You know, so we're seeing more of those, that investment of wanting to be successful, which at times is not present in students in general. You know, this idea of wanting to be successful. And we're also kind of seeing students show up for community. You know, a part of our programming is not just a mentorship, but also community building events and study groups. And we're seeing students show up to things that they're not required to show up to, you know, which speaks to the community that's being developed.
Yeah, that is key. In other words, this is working and it's working well. What are your thoughts, Mark?
I definitely agree with Fabio Arnato, and I will also say that it's also the first time I feel like students are being, first time where students, especially new students, feel that they're being seen. Like, oh, wow, you see me. Wow, like, I'm here. Okay, you care.
I love that.
So it's like, you know, we had this introduction ceremony where we give out certificates to all the students who joined the program. And I can always remember one of our students said, wow, this is my first award. And I was just like, wow. Like, you know, it was just like, wow, like, I never got an award. Like, thank you. But, you know, we were just welcoming them in. And sometimes people need to be welcomed in. Sometimes people need to be seen. And I believe that what we've done with the ROTO program is allowing students to be seen and say, hey, yes, we see you. And, you can find success in the classroom. We believe in you. And I think, you know, once you're able to tell someone you believe in them, the sky's the limit. And so we're able to see that blossom within the group of students that have joined the Reach One, Teach One program.
I think that's great. What a nice anecdote, I got to tell you. That's really good. And let me ask you this, okay, academically, because you're saying to the kids, hey, this is college. You can go see your professor. You can go see your advisor. Okay, I'm here to help you too. All right? What are you hearing academically? I know they want to be successful, and they probably will be successful, but what are you literally seeing? I don't know if midterms happen yet. How are we doing academically? Mark.
We're hoping to see that piece at the end of the semester. You know, we're hoping to really take a really critical lens and have students move forward academically. So that's one of the lenses that we're hopefully going to look at the end of the semester.
Are you in touch with the professors?
Definitely.
Cool. And are you in touch with the students? They know how they're doing. They getting it? Mark?
Yes, they are. We're able to also connect with the student. We're able to meet with the student at least once. We meet with the student at least three times a week because we have two homework nights, and we're able to have a one-on-one with each student.
Great.
And with doing that, we're able to see them going, making sure they're able to do their homework. We're able to sit down with them and see what their grades are looking like and see what's happening and being able to connect with their advisors. So, which really, really helps because it keeps us all on the same page. But it's also a lot of teamwork because teamwork is everything. You have to be able to connect with professors and advisors because if you join a team, it shows the student that, wow, like the Reach One Teach For program not only brought me in, but it also connected me and saying, hey, you need to connect with this professor because this professor is connecting with me. So this person cares about what you're doing in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely shines light on just the teamwork and also allowing the student to be able to trust the professor and be able to trust their advisor.
I love that.
And understand that, you know, these people want to see me succeed too. Okay, this is great. All right, I have a team behind me. This is amazing. So, you know, just like in the game of basketball or baseball or football, you know, you need a team to win championships. And these students want to win. So
yeah, and I'll tell you something else. You just said
it.
The magic word is trust. You know, you not only have to have that team behind you, you got to trust that the guy understands the play or the gal understands the play, and they're going to be there when you pass the ball to them. That's trust. Okay, I hate to use a sports analogy for something far more important than sports, but that's what it's about. And you build up that. And I do a lot of work here. This is key. Fabio Arnaldo, you mentioned it, about the sense of belonging. That is a real piece of the puzzle when it comes particularly to equity. Okay? You have to feel like you belong. And the more you reach out for that, the better it is. And it's especially tough in, A, this crazy year, and, B, when you transition to campus, to a college life. Okay, so I really congratulate you guys for doing this. And again, I want to say you're doing it for 15 students. Bless your hearts for putting all this effort. And like Kelly said, it's baked into the college, Landmark College. But to see it actually put into action is just wonderful. I want to thank all three of you for being here. So let me do that. Mark Thurman, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me and having the Roto team, the Landmark team here with you.
They could do this. I hope this gets down to high schools, too. This is great stuff you're doing. Fabio Arnaldo Ayala, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Larry. We really appreciate you sharing your platform with us today.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I appreciate you guys being here. And Kelly O'Ryan, it sounds Irish to me, Kelly O'Ryan. I don't know. Is there any more Irish than that in the world, Kelly?
Not really.
Okay, I'm just checking. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Thank
all
you
right.
for having us and for all the work that you're doing to hold space for this important conversation.
Well, equity, and you said the word too, access is just key, inclusion. And what you do, and it's so important to be done on campus, has to reflect itself from the very beginning of education in pre-K all the way through college, and you guys make that happen, and I thank you for that. So everybody be safe. Kelly, go vote. It's your time to vote. I'm going to let
I'm
you
on
know.
My way. Thank you.
Go. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Oh,
take care.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kelly's on her way to vote, okay? Mark and Fabio Arnaldo have already voted. Have you? All right. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, our equity consortium. Please join us. It's free to educators. My name is Larry Jacobs. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Landmark College.